Now we're going to switch gears a little bit here and talk with Nick Langworthy. He's the chair of the Erie County Republican Party. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, let's switch gears from the Democrats to the Republicans. And, of course, the debate last night among the Republican Party. I'm going to turn it over to you. Let you be the analyst for a moment here. Tell us about last night's debate. What did you see? What stood out to you?
I really thought it was an outstanding debate, especially in comparison to the past debate that was really panned by many people by the handling of the moderators. But I thought it was a very substantive debate, a lot of key issues about our economy on the table. Really, I think we have a field that is coming down to two candidates where I think this field will eventually go. And it looks like those two candidates are Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio.
Wow, that's what you see right now. You see that playing out even though right now in the polls, right? Donald Trump and Ben Carson are most certainly formidable in the polls right now.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, but it's a very volatile field. There's still many candidates in the race. I think we'll start to see some of that field winnow. Some of these candidates start to find a way to end their campaigns or run out of money either way. But really, you've had four debates now, and in both, Senator Rubio and Senator Cruz have had outstanding performances in each of those debates. I mean, they certainly are very well served by the debate formats, and I think are building a great deal of support for their candidacies. I think Senator Rubio particularly has shown a very good depth of knowledge on nearly every single issue that he's been presented with.
I'm glad that you brought this up, though, that there, in your mind, are two leading candidates. You know, Scott Walker, of course, is already out. Mike Huckabee and Chris Christie might as well be out. I mean, they've been basically knocked off the big stage, so to speak, in these debates. So looking ahead, is there a point in time where you see this boiling down to two or three top candidates?
Well, I mean, the one thing to remember, Jay, is that people don't cast a single vote until early February
right.
of next year. So we have a lot more time to speculate and have politics unfold here. But, eventually candidates do run out of money. You do have to feed an organization, and that's all done through donor dollars, unless you're self-financing your campaign. And the only person I think that's doing that is Mr. Trump at this point. So really, I think you'll start to see campaigns start to fold the tent, especially, we've had a couple candidates that were completely kicked out of the debate process. Our former governor, George Pataki, was even eliminated from the preliminary debate, as well as Senator Lindsey Graham. And some of the purposes of these candidacies was to just get into the debate, to have a voice. I know Senator Graham was someone that wanted to make sure foreign policy had a large voice in this process. But I do think you'll start to see candidates fall away and step aside. It doesn't take a ton of money to stay in through this process, but when you get to the stage of campaigns where advertising buys become the survival mechanism, that is when, campaigns have to have the funds to compete.
And then one other question about Mr. Trump. You did bring him up, and there are those who say they're not necessarily going to vote for Donald Trump, but they do find him entertaining, and for that, they're watching these debates. Do you find that to be a positive development?
Well, I do think it's brought people to the process. I mean, I'm sure there's many people. Now we're on our fourth debate. They were speculating last night in the post-debate coverage that perhaps 16 million Americans watched these debates. I mean, I'm sure there are Americans of all parties. There's not just a Republican audience. I do think that's good for this presidential election process to have more people involved, to have more people have taken interest, and hopefully they take something away from the debate, whether they agree with Donald Trump or not. He is tapping into a certain frustration with basically Washington and the way things have been, and politicians, especially those that are the quote unquote establishment, that have continually apologized for the way things are. And I think the American people want something different, and that's why I think that my party is going, no matter who we nominate, every candidate on that stage last night is superior to Hillary Clinton. And I think that we have an excellent chance to win the White House in 2016.
And we'll leave it at that. Nick Langworthy, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jay.
Nick Langworthy is the chair of the Erie County Republican Party. He joined us live.